I got my beer. I lost a beer on the way to here. It was like fucking 20, 30 minutes ago. I'm at the bodega, like two blocks away, because I'm not paying these fucking prices. I don't know what job you guys got. So I get the beer, and this always happens. It's a New York City thing. This always happens. Every fucking bodega I'm at. Oh, big potty? I don't know. That's just, I'm getting that beer for me. Oh, your life good. Super big potty. Like, I have a disease. I'm trying to keep the disease at bay, okay? Just put it in the fucking bag. I don't know. Look like big potty. Okay, and just give me some Advil. Super duper big potty. Okay, all right. So, and there's this lady, like 45 years old, conservatively dressed, standing right next to me, okay? And she just starts staring at all the beer I have. And she goes, ooh, that's a lot of beer. I'm like, oh, I don't know, I guess, huh? Yeah, that's a lot of beer. New York City, the shit capital of dump. This is what's disturbing her. All the beer I got. No, that's a lot. That really is a lot. I'm like, I don't know. Why do you drink so much beer? I don't know. It keeps the demons at bay. You know how it is. Well, have you thought of letting Jesus Christ into your life? I don't know. Will he get me drunk? And it's like Jesus heard me and knew it was fucking Easter weekend, because not 5 seconds, I'm outside drinking the beer. I can't wait two blocks. I got to drink it right away. Undercover cop catches me. This is how my fucking birthday starts. $50 ticket for drinking outside. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! $50 ticket. They don't care. And you tell the cop it's your birthday. They don't care. They know that they don't care. I'm like, oh, I'm doing a big show tonight. It's a big day. They don't fucking care. $50. So I'm glad I have all you guys here. From now on, whenever you go to a bodega or a store and you buy your beer, don't get a bag. Don't drink from it, but just carry it from the store to your car or the store to your house, okay? And if you don't drink alcoholic beverages, put your beverage in a paper bag and drink from that on the street. And you keep doing that until the police go, you know what, it's fucking embarrassing to stop anybody. Just fucking drink where you want to. In fact, a lot of you guys think like you're hardcore and you can make a difference in this world. Like the people that fucking lay down in the street where I live so I can't fucking drive, and that protests somehow the Iraq war. I'm not the one trying to get to Baghdad, okay? I'm just trying to get to the fucking store, buy some beer before I go to work. So here's what you do if you're fucking hardcore. Go to the store. Take beer, don't have any in your system, don't have any alcohol in your breath, just dump a little out on the ground, put it back in, and carry it, okay? If you're super hardcore, take a non-alcoholic beverage, let's say apple juice, pour it in an empty beer container, okay? Now, yeah, I mean, a cop might say something to you like, maybe you can explain to me then why you would put apple juice in a Budweiser bottle. How does that make sense? And you just tell him, you're like, well, actually, it reminds me of my dead father, God rest his soul. He would take his apple juice, actually, put it in a beer container, and that would remind all of us children that, wait a second, who fucking gives a fuck? That's what I did. Fuck you. And walk away. I want to be able to drink on the street, and we got to do what it fucking takes. Yeah! And I know, you're like, I might be inconvenienced doing that, you know?
Right.
I might be inconvenienced. I might be on the subway and, a cop might take me off when I'm on the way to work, or I might get stopped on the street. You might be inconvenienced. Let me ask you something. The people that tried to stop slavery, do you think they were inconvenienced? I don't know. I'm really asking. I wasn't born yet. Were they? Do you think they were? They probably were, right? When we tried to stop Nazis, was anybody inconvenienced? Probably. Probably. $50 fucking. And there's a box right next to me drinking that says public urination. Okay? And I go, I'm not trying to be a dickhead. How much is it for a public urination? $35. It would have been cheaper. I just took my dick out and started pissing. That would have been cheaper. So I said, like, I got to piss anyway. What if you just charge me like $70 even and we call it a day? Everybody makes out a little bit. I've been getting in trouble all week, breaking the law worse than Judas fucking Priest. I got caught pissing outside before, like Monday or Tuesday, and I'm pissing on a building, and I'm just pissing away, and I'm not an animal. There was really no bars or no stores, and I really had to go, and I'm pissing, and as I'm pissing,
oh, shit.
But you can't stop. I'm pissing. It's like super piss for a good minute, too.
I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm sorry.
and they take their fucking little megaphone, and they, two dudes, two male cops, never seen such a thing in their life. What the fuck? What are you doing? What the fuck do you think you're doing? I'm an animal to them. They've never seen such a thing. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll be right there. So I finally finish. I walk over. Now, that's happened to me before. I give them the license, and they always do this. Oh, Mr. Malley. Well, Mr. Malley likes to pee on buildings. That's what Mr. Malley likes. Look at this guy. This guy likes to pee on buildings. That's what he does all the time. He pees on buildings. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Malley. I'll tell you what, it's not a question, it's a statement. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to go to your house, and I'm going to piss on your building. How do you like that? Okay, I don't know. Because all I don't want is a ticket. You can do whatever you want, but you can't say that or they'll give you a ticket. So you got to be like, you know, I live on the second floor, but I'm sure I'll still, you know, learn my lesson. No, that's pretty nasty. I guess you should do that. Do that. That's what you trained to do. Your parents must be real proud. You're going to go in the morning and piss on my building. You know when you have cops and they, like, get in trouble for something stupid, they take away their gun and they put them on traffic duty. Don't put them on traffic duty. Put them on early morning piss patrol. Just go from borough to borough, you know, with your little fucking fag megaphone. Good morning, Mr. Malley. Psst. Psst. Oh, not nice, is it? Not nice at all. You have yourself a good day. Good morning, Mr. Juarez. $50, man. I got a tow-in ticket this week. For $200, I drive a Hyundai. I got a drinking ticket for $50. I'm drinking from a Bud can. You know what I mean? Not a Heineken bottle, a Bud can. Do it, like, appropriately. That's all I'm saying.